all the earth, how great is your name? Great is your name, how great is your name through all the earth.
Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley joining you again for a bit of a reflection. I'm not sure where you are. It's always fun to wonder about that, and I think of you as best my heart will allow, one person at a time. It's like being in a large room or maybe a smaller room and just looking in each other's eyes and hearts and knowing that as we speak, it really is heart to heart. And that's what I'm feeling now as I speak with you and share this with you, this podcast, but from one of the biggest, craziest cities of the world. I'm in Manhattan. I'm in New York City, where things seem not to be very simple and wonderfully elaborate and spectacularly involved and beautiful today. Beautiful in their complexity, and in fact, there's a clear core simplicity in what I was feeling as I walked around here today. I arrived yesterday, as many other guests did, for a wonderful wedding. Later today, Chris Quick and Lizzie Kirk will be married here in Manhattan at Blessed Sacrament Church, and their families are here. And we arrived last night in a huge, incredible storm, but that's blown through the city. The skies are blue, and Central Park welcomed us. Or I should say, me, as I walked in a quiet way amid many people. You may have come upon Twitter today and found our place there and seen some pictures that I took and a few reflections. And so, a bit more of a reflection with you. Just taking time, whether you've just come in from gardening or plan on going out in a minute or two or have some place in the world where you find beauty and simplicity amidst complexity and maybe even loudness. I have to say now, I don't remember hearing horns honking, but I'm sure they were. I'm in New York City, but that wasn't my memory. I was dazzled by the delight of seeing so many different faces and colors of people and their clothes and a sense that people were just enjoying themselves on a Saturday. A Saturday in the park here, Central Park, walking, seeing the pond and ducks in it, and the clouds overhead as if they came around and shrouded one of the beautiful tall buildings and moved on again. What doesn't move on but abides in a lively way is the one we celebrate this weekend, and this is our loving, living God. And two things come together simply for me as I approach this wedding. The beautiful short gospel passage they chose begins this way. It's, or rather the Genesis reading does, which echoes in the gospel God's interest and concern that we have companions. For the Lord God said, "It's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a suitable partner." When we think this, it's true. You know, you and I don't want to wander, walk, or be by ourselves. And yet, in one sense, I did. I was heading out for a walk myself today, but I was walking with all of New York, it felt like, letting each other be as we wandered. I didn't have a conversation with another until I ran into Vicky and Evan, two good friends from Bonas, and had a brief conversation with them, but it was like rising up out of a pond that we all had been swimming in and smiling and saying, "Isn't the water great?" Emerged, submerged in the beautiful richness of the day, I felt this God saying, "I want you to have partners. I don't want you to be alone." And maybe within that, you are never alone. Throughout the world today, the Christian community celebrates this weekend, Trinity Sunday. And at once, it seems like a complex image, and maybe more significantly for us, complex because we try to put our heads around it and our minds struggle with it. Not that that's bad, but this isn't something that our ideas and words should reach up to, as much as our hearts might open and then ourselves might listen down to. It's an incendence. It's an entering into the depth and partnering the community of God and God with us throughout all of creation. Now, that can sound even more complex than a couple good words for the Trinity. And yet, if you and I sit somewhere and see and feel the richness of what I would say, great word today, is diversity that I saw in Central Park, and yet the unity of people, the ease with which we passed each other on the path and stood beside each other at the pond, and one family had climbed up on rocks to break bread for their lunch. Father, mother, children, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God abides in many images and truly in the presence of the Trinity and manifests to us in this beautiful community that is sacred so that we might know we are holy, so that we might know how wholesome we are in our partnering and our passage and our presence with each other in this world. Or that it might be that wholesome, that partnering, that person or presence that we think of now, who we want to be whole with. I'll be at a wedding today, and there's just a wholeness happening there. In this couple that met 6 years ago, they're longing for life and the life they already share with each other. And on this Trinity Sunday, we smile, I do right now, and delight in a God who would say, know me this way. Know me as intimately one with you and with one another. Know me as a God of intimacy and presence. One of the great old acclamations for God is glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, to the God who is, who was, and who is to come. So whether you walk in a garden and do a little care there, or sit in your yard and feel how much the earth cares for you and I, wherever we are. Whatever it is, it helps us to feel the glory of God and being a human person fully alive in that glory which is the Trinity. Treasure our partnering, our partners, our friends, our relationships, up from the deep quiet we're in right now. Breathe it. Welcome it. Let it be whatever meditation might be. Presence. The triune God. Sacred community and unity. Now. In your heart and mind. The Gospel for Trinity Sunday begins, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. Life this summer day, life these days, life this moment, the peace that is the fullness of life, be yours. This is Dan Riley sharing this reflection with you today for Greg Lacamelli and the rest of the Mountain Community. Peace.
How great is your name? Great is your name. How great is your name through all the earth? How great is your name? Great is your name. How great is your name through all the earth?
How great is your name? Great is your name. How great is your name through all the earth?
How great is your name?
Great is your name. How great is your name through all the earth?
Your majesty is praised above the heavens.
Great is your name. Great is your name.
On the lips of all the children and the babies.
Great is your name through all the earth.
You found praise to foil all your enemies.
Great is your name. Great is your name.
To silence every foe and every rebel.
Great is your name. Through all the earth.
How great is your name.
Great is your name.
How great is your name.
Through all the earth.
How great is your name.
Great is your name.
How great is your name.
Through all the earth.
When I see the heavens, the work of your fingers.
Great is your name.
Great is your name.
The moon and all the stars. stars, so you arrange them.
Great is your name.